is up? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and psoriasis, acne, rosacea, eczema, fibromyalgia, migraine, headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really business as usual. It's just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. Give us a shout today at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, take a peek at my shopping cart on brightsideben.com. Make sure you take a look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you've ever wanted to start a nutritional supplement program but you didn't know where to begin, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is for you. It's easy to use. It's tasty. It's priced inexpensively, $50 for a canister. Most folks will notice results within one or two doses. It's especially effective if you're dealing with digestive problems. The liquid format makes the nutrients get right to work. They go right to work. They get absorbed right through your digestive tract, regardless of gallbladder issues, stomach issues, intestinal issues. It's called Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can find out all about it on my website, brightsideben.com, or you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want to make some money selling longevity products, or if you want to join the team, help me and my mission to help educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page or call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Alrighty, thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side. I want to finish up talking about vitamin B3, niacin. I want to close up our discussion by talking a little brain health issues, mental health issues as it relates to niacin and niacin deficiency states. A technical name for niacin deficiency disease is pellagra. And as we've said several times on this program, pellagra is marked by symptoms that could be summarized as the four D's: diarrhea, dermatitis, dementia, and death. Yes, vitamin B3 deficiency in the long term will actually cause your demise. It can actually lead to death, the fourth D of the four D's of pellagra. What this means in a nutshell is, folks, if you're dealing with gastrointestinal disturbances, diarrhea, loose stools, cramping or bloating, you may want to consider niacin deficiency. And you may want to consider supplementing with niacin, vitamin B3. Or if you're dealing with skin rashes or dermatitis or unexplained redness, perhaps eczema, again, you might want to consider getting yourself on vitamin B3, niacin. And if you're dealing with mental issues, depression, bipolar disorders, forgetfulness, learning difficulties, aggressive behavior in children, think about niacin. The third of our four D's is dementias, and there are many kinds of dementia diseases. Dementia actually comes from the Latin term dement, without the mind, without mentality, without thought. It's a generic label. It's a generic term for any loss of cognitive ability or thinking ability. Most people think of dementias as affecting older folks, but you don't need to be elderly to be dealing with dementia issues, especially if you're confronting some kind of nutritional deficiency. There's 35 million people in this country who are confronting some kind of dementia. That's over 1 out of 10 Americans. That's a lot of folks who are dealing with dementia. There's many different kinds of dementia There are many different dementia diagnoses, although the most well-known is Alzheimer's dementia, which is actually considered to be a leading cause of death in this country. The problem with the different diagnoses of dementias is the fact that there's so much overlap in the symptoms. And in any case, what really counts is the fact that for whatever reason, brain cells are breaking down. In other words, dementias are breakdown disease. They're classic examples of breakdown diseases. Breakdown diseases of the brain, or breakdown diseases more specifically of brain cells. Remember, from a bright side philosophy, the specifics of your diagnosis are not important. From a healing perspective, from a reversal perspective, it doesn't matter what your diagnosis is. In the book Confessions of a Medical Heretic, Dr. Robert Mendelsohn says, in chapter 1, entitled Dangerous Diagnoses, quote, I don't advise anyone who has no symptoms to go to a doctor for a physical examination. For people with symptoms, it's not such a good idea either. Continuing here, reading, quote, the entire diagnostic procedure from the moment you enter the office to the moment you leave clutching a prescription or a referral appointment is a seldom useful ritual. Nonsense. You should approach the diagnostic procedure with suspicion rather than confidence. And he goes on, unquote, Dr. Robert Mendelsohn in the book Confessions of a Medical Heretic. And I couldn't agree with Dr. Mendelsohn more vociferously or strongly. Your diagnosis is irrelevant from a healing and a reversal perspective. What counts is the fact that there is a breakdown going on, a net breakdown going on. In fact, this is a key point, maybe the single key point of what I call the bright side philosophy. Your diagnosis doesn't matter. If you're dealing with a degenerative disease like a dementia, like Alzheimer's dementia, it simply means your body is breaking down. The idea is that the body is always breaking down and building up. It's always catabolic, meaning breaking down, and it's always building up, anabolic. It's catabolic and it's anabolic. When we're sick and we're degenerating, when we have our diabetes or our arthritis or our Alzheimer's dementia, we are by definition in net breakdown mode. We are in net catabolic mode. When we're young, when we're strong, when we're healthy, when we're vital, we are in net build-up mode. We're in net anabolic mode. The specific type of breakdown is not as important as the breakdown itself. The fact that you're breaking down when it comes to getting healthy, when it comes to getting anabolic, getting building, when it comes to reversing the net breakdown into net buildup, that's what counts. It doesn't matter where the breakdown is occurring. It matters that the breakdown is occurring and that it is occurring as a net breakdown. So whether your doctor tells you you're suffering from vascular dementia or frontotemporal dementia or semantic dementia or Lewy body dementia or Alzheimer's dementia, from a bright side healing and reversal perspective, it doesn't matter what it's called. What matters is that there is a dementia, which means brain cells are breaking down and becoming dysfunctional. They may be producing too much proteins, creating globby, sticky tangles, or they may be suffocating, or they may be dying off, as in vascular dementia or frontotemporal dementia. But the salient fact, the relevant fact, is that brain cells are breaking down. Almost every couple of days, an article appears in some medical journal about a potential treatment for Alzheimer's disease, which is the most common type of dementia. A couple months ago, it was announced in the scientific journal Lancet Neurology that now they have a vaccine they're working on for treating Alzheimer's disease. A vaccine that will support your body's ability to attack the proteins that are secreted from brain cells. One of the associated symptoms of Alzheimer's disease is these neural tangles, these proteins that are secreted from cells in the brain. They call them amyloid proteins or beta amyloid proteins. And some neurologists feel like Alzheimer's disease is caused by these clogging tangles, these proteins that are secreted from brain cells that are breaking down. So now they have a vaccine that will support your body's ability to attack those proteins, basically to support your body's ability to attack its own brain. There's so much more I want to talk about here. We actually have a guest coming up in our second segment, Julia Ross, the author of The Diet Cure and The Mood Cure. So I think we're going to take your phone calls in our next segment. 866-582-9933 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 13th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,732.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,775.51, $887.76 for a half ounce, or $443.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,775.51, $887.76, and $443.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Man, are you ready for that extra boost in your romantic life? The answer is just a click away. Get ready for big confidence where you want it most. TestoCharge is the natural male enhancement formula that's clinically tested to work. And today you can get a risk-free trial just by going online to buytestocharge.com. It's fast, easy, and this offer's only around for a limited time. TestoCharge significantly increases your drive and desire while improving your performance. It's absolutely guaranteed to give you the best experience for both you and her. If you want to have full-strength support for a healthy romantic life and want to get a risk-free trial of TestoCharge quickly and discreetly, just go to buytestocharge.com right now. That's buytestocharge.com. Skip the hassle of speaking on the phone. Go to buytestocharge.com now and get your risk-free trial while supplies last. buytestocharge.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. We're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific Time and 10 to 11 Central Time. If you miss a program, all the shows are archived at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there with the longevity products that you hear us talk about and you hear us recommend, the ultimate enzymes, the ultimate EFAs, and, of course, my personal favorite, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you want to make some money selling longevity products or get your products wholesale, or if you just want to help folks understand, if you want to join the team and help folks understand how important a nutritional supplement program can be, click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page. at brightsideben.com for a one-time $10 fee. You can start yourself a longevity business. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. If you've ever wanted to participate in a nutritional supplement program but you didn't know where to begin, get yourself on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's $50 for a canister, and you'll notice results pretty much in one or two doses if you're like 99% of the people who use the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can find out all about it at brightsideben.com. All right, there's so much I want to talk about when it comes to niacin and Alzheimer's disease and brain health issues. Niacin is involved in brain health for a lot of reasons. It's important for helping improve blood supply to the brain. Niacin deficiency is associated with dementias. Remember, niacin is an energizing vitamin. It's very, very important for how cells make energy, and the systems of the body that use energy the most are going to be very dependent on niacin. The skin, the digestive tract, and the brain and the cardiovascular system. Niacin is important for sugar control. And we'll talk about a little bit of this tomorrow, how Alzheimer's disease is now thought to involve, surprise, surprise, blood sugar issues. So much so that some folks are calling Alzheimer's disease type 3 diabetes. And we'll be talking a little bit about that tomorrow. In our second segment, in our second half of our show today, we're going to be talking to Julia Ross, who is one of my favorite nutritionists. She's the author of a couple of really neat books that have been on my they're go-to reference sources for me. They've been on my bookshelf for almost 12 or 13 years now. The Diet Cure and the Mood Cure. We'll be talking to Julia Ross in the second half of our program today. So I think we will save our talk on niacin and Alzheimer's and dementia and bipolar disorder and mental disorders. We'll continue discussing that tomorrow. And we'll take some phone calls here for the next couple of minutes till our second segment, second half of the program, when we're talking to Julia Ross. So without further ado, let's go to Texas. What's up, Sylvia?
What is it?
How's it going, Sylvia? Okay, why don't you, John, put Sylvia back on hold, and let's take Graziano. Tell Sylvia we'll come up to her next. Okay, Graziano, what's up, buddy?
Hello?
Graziano, que pasa?
Hey,
Ben. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. How can I help you?
Hey, first thing, I want to thank you for your show. Your show is awesome, and I recommend everybody's show.
Thank you.
I have a friend who I just met. He moved from Chicago, and he's had sickle cell anemia since he was 9 months old.
Okay.
He's in his 20s now.
Okay.
And the doctors here in San Diego have no idea what to do. So,
well, you know, it's interesting. There's a, I don't know if you're a football fan, but there's a football player who plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's a, I think he's an all-pro or he's an all-star of some kind, and he's a, plays in the secondary. His name is Ryan Clark, and every time he comes up to Denver, he has to sit on the bench because he has sickle cell anemia. Sickle cell anemia is a problem with blood cells and oxygen. Blood cells carry oxygen. Sickle cell anemia is a form of, all anemias, by the way, are diseases that a lot of folks are dealing with, are diseases that affect how red blood cells deliver oxygen. It can either have something to do with the amount of red blood cells that are floating through the body, or it can have something to do with how well red blood cells transport oxygen. So to give you a little review, you got your blood, and in your blood you got cells. Those cells are called red blood cells, and the main job of red blood cells is to carry oxygen. They have a magnetic ability to attract oxygen, and they literally will transport oxygen all throughout the body. And as they drop off their oxygen, interestingly enough, they'll pick up carbon dioxide. It's really kind of a very elegant system that has developed in biology. So red blood cells carry oxygen. Think of just like how a magnet carries an iron filing, and that's kind of what's happening with these red blood cells. They'll magnetically carry oxygen, deliver it, drop it off to cells, and then pick up carbon dioxide and transport the carbon dioxide out of the body through the lungs. However, if you have anemias, you're going to have a difficulty doing this, either because you're not making enough red blood cells or because the red blood cells are somehow not carrying oxygen appropriately. Sickle cell anemia is, as the name describes, a disease where your cells, your red blood cells, are shaped like a sickle, hence the term sickle cell. They have a weird kind of curved shape. Ordinarily, red blood cells look like little circles, but in sickle cell anemia, they look like a sickle. They have like a half circle shape, and this affects their ability to transport oxygen. So patients who have sickle cell anemia, unfortunately, there's not a lot of folks. It affects around 100,000 people in this country, a very small amount of folks, but it does, mostly African Americans, by the way. And folks of Mediterranean descent, if you have sickle cell anemia, you're going to have problems oxygenating your tissue. So if you're dealing with sickle cell anemia or any anemia, really, your main way to treat it is to improve your body's ability to transport oxygen, and there's lots of ways to do it. First thing you want to do is make sure you're practicing your deep breathing techniques. Make sure you're oxygenating. Make sure you're delivering oxygen into the body through the lungs, and also blowing out carbon dioxide. That's the first thing you want to do. One of the key principles of the Bright Side philosophy is the simple treatments are always the best. Think simplistically. Think simply when it comes to how you're dealing with your health. So breathing is about the most simple thing you can do. It's the basics of being alive. Deep is breathing. So practicing deep breathing, number one, powerful inhalations, powerful exhalations. Secondly, helping the body build red blood cells is going to be important. Use the B vitamins. All the B vitamins are very important for building red blood cells, especially folic acid and vitamins B6 and B12. Now, many people are dealing with B12 deficiencies and they don't know it. So if I had sickle cell anemia, I would be making sure that I was getting enough B12 through B12 injections. B12 is difficult to absorb for some folks through the digestive tract. If you're dealing with problems with stomach acid, gastritis issues, if you have any kind of autoimmune diseases of the digestive tract, you may be at risk for vitamin B12 deficiency, even if you're eating foods that contain vitamin B12, and there's not a lot of foods that have a lot of B12 in it. Now, your body can store a certain amount of B12, and that's why intramuscular injections done every month or every couple of months can be so helpful, because your body will store B12. So using the B-complex from the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, for example, and then getting extra vitamin B12 in terms of intramuscular injection is something else that you might want to consider. Iron is also very important. Iron is a key component of the actual transport mechanism in blood cells, something called hemoglobin. If you're dealing with iron deficiency, and a lot of folks are dealing with iron deficiency, you may want to consider getting yourself on an iron supplement, and always take your iron with vitamin C. Vitamin C will improve the absorption of iron. In fact, vitamin C will improve the absorption of a lot of minerals. So it's a good idea to use vitamin C with your minerals, but especially if you're using an iron supplement. And I don't recommend the cheapo iron supplements, the kind that you get at Walgreens or Walmart, the Fergons or the ferrous sulfate or ferrous gluconate products. I recommend that if you're going to use an iron supplement, that you get a whole food iron supplement, or you get a colloidal iron supplement like the kind that you get in the Youngevity products. So that's another thing you might want to try. Vitamin C can be very helpful, not only for improving the absorption of iron, but it can also be helpful for protecting red blood cells. And last but not least, Graziano, anything that you do that triggers the immune system will cause the blood, or can potentially anyway, cause the blood to become thicker and impair oxygen delivery to the cells as well. So watch out for food allergies and food intolerances. Use digestive enzymes. Great for thinning the blood. Thanks, Graziano, for your call. We got Julia Ross coming up in the next segment. You're going to want to hear this. The Diet Cure and the Mood Cure. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. Thank you so much for joining us, friends. I am very excited to welcome my next guest to the bright side, Julia Ross, who's one of the first healthcare practitioners to bring the concepts of the connection of nutrition to mood and diet into the public domain. She's founded and directed recovery programs that have successfully treated various forms of addiction, and she's the author of 2 of my favorite books on nutrition and mental health. You guys know I read a lot of books on nutrition. And 2 of my go-to resources, The Mood Cure and The Diet Cure, that have been on my reference shelf for over a decade now. They're go-to resources for me and my work. She's a true pioneer in the field of nutritional biochemistry and addictive behaviors. She's got a background in psychological therapy as well as a very in-depth understanding of brain biochemistry. She really brings an interesting and innovative and unique perspective to traditional counseling for addictive behaviors. I'm very pleased and honored to welcome to the bright side, Julia Ross. Greetings, Julia.
Thank you, Ben. Glad to be with you.
Thank you for coming aboard. I love the subtitle of the DiaCure, Feel Better in 24 Hours Naturally. So let's dive right in here. What is the first thing you would tell someone who's tired of being overweight, frustrated with the same old diet strategies, maybe tried some, maybe found some to be moderately effective, but is generally not where they want to be when it comes to their weight, their body fat, and their biochemistry?
Well, there are two first things. One of them is that dieting always increases weight gain over time. Mm. And so a lot of the diet cure, that chapter 2 and chapter 9 explain that in great detail, how it slows our metabolism within 8 hours, begins to put stress on the thyroid, which is responsible for burning our calories.
Now, when you
so
when,
there,
when
there
you
are a lot
say
of
diet,
other reasons, too.
When you say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but when you say diet, you mean caloric restriction? Is that what you're meaning?
I'm talking about caloric restriction. I'm
okay.
talking about basically anything under 2,000 calories is going to threaten the stability of our weight optimizing chemistry. And there are a lot of good reasons why. So that's one of the reasons the book's called The Diet Cure, because the cure for dieting, we don't have to resort to something that human beings have only done voluntarily since the 1970s, and that is do low-calorie dieting. It's very treacherous. We've been embarked on an experiment that has failed miserably. The really important thing about the book is that it offers people an alternative, because really people don't want to diet, they don't want to starve, but they don't know what else to do. And there is a very, very good alternative, and that is covered in the first chapter, which is all about how to change your own appetite chemistry.
Mm.
And to do it in literally in 24 hours. I run a clinic in Northern California where we provide brain-targeted nutrients that are available in any health food store in the country and online. And watch people's cravings and the kind of negative moods that drive them to overeating turn off in 10 minutes.
Now, when you say targeting brain chemistry, you're talking about neurotransmitters, amino acids for neurotransmitters, building neurotransmitters?
I'm targeting, yes, the protein constituents or amino acids that you can get individually in capsule form that go to specific parts of the brain and feed that part of the brain. So, for example, for all the people who overeat in the afternoon and evening, those are people who typically have inadequate amounts of the neurotransmitter serotonin, our natural antidepressant.
Huh.
But if we can feed the brain, which we can, with amino acids like 5-HTP or tryptophan, again, readily available, the brain will produce almost instantly more serotonin. The cravings and those negative moods and the inability to sleep will fade off very quickly, and we can eventually restore adequate amounts of serotonin, for example, permanently by the use of these supplements.
Now, that's interesting you say serotonin, because serotonin is mostly a digestive hormone as well. As well as being a brain hormone.
It's interesting that although it's absolutely critical for our emotional and appetite chemistry regulation, it's more than 90% of it is used to regulate our digestion.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Now, what about serotonin reuptake inhibitors for doing the same thing? Things like Prozac.
They're not nutrients, so they can't increase the amount of serotonin in the brain. They can just force whatever, you know, the number of molecules that are already there. Those molecules are forced into more activity.
Would it have the same effect? Aside from the side effects, and I'm only being theoretical here, do you think it would have the same effect in terms of appetite suppression or keeping people from snacking in the mid-afternoon the way building serotonin would?
Very rarely. In fact, it's antidepressant drugs are famous for causing weight gain. We had a stewardess who came to us. She'd become phobic about flying, and she'd been put on an antidepressant, and it helped the phobia, but she gained 40 pounds and had to take a medical leave to lose the weight. And then she went off the, when she lost the weight, went off the antidepressant, went back to work, was phobic again, back on the antidepressant, and gained another 40 pounds.
You know, it's interesting how you connect these neurotransmitters to eating addictions, because there's also a link to other addictive behaviors, isn't there? I noticed that a lot of drugs, I'm a pharmacist, my background is in pharmacy, and so I noticed that there's a lot of addictive drugs, cocaine and amphetamines and marijuana even, that have neurotransmitter correlates. So do you suppose that you could use these amino acids that build neurotransmitters to also deal with drug addictions, for example?
Well, it turns out that refined sugar, refined flour are very much like refined poppy and refined cocoa leaves. They're all highly brain-targeted drugs that activate, manipulate brain chemistry in very much the same ways. More and more research is coming out now about the addictiveness of sugar, for example. One study in France found four times more addictive than cocaine, which would explain why four times more people are obese than are addicted to cocaine.
So sugar actually targets on its own brain chemistry, or does it stimulate the production of neurotransmitters that we then become addicted to, or both?
No, it targets those neurotransmitters and activates them in ways very similar, temporarily, very similar to the ways that drugs and medications can do.
You know, along the same lines, we talk a lot here on this program about food allergies, and you have an interesting take on the relationship between food allergies and food addiction. I wonder if you could summarize some of your thoughts on the link between these two ideas, food allergies and food addictions, and tell us about what you call the three main allergy addictions, and maybe talk a little bit about the substitutes that people can use so they don't feel like they're being deprived as they wean themselves off these addictive problem foods.
Oh, good. Well, some foods are perfectly healthy for a lot of people and highly addictive and real threats to health to other people. And the most common foods are sugar, but the ones that are least known or least recognized but are equally problematic are the gluten-containing grains, wheat, rye, oats, and barley, so floury, doughy foods, and milk products, particularly made from cow's milk, the creamy foods, you know. And combinations of the three foods, you know, are particularly addictive, cheesecake, ice cream, and so forth. Fortunately, one of the amino acids that I talk about in the book can turn off the cravings for these foods, which always stimulate endorphins.
Hang on to that thought. I want to talk about that when we come back from our break. Okay, Julia, that's very interesting. We're talking to Julia Ross, the author of The Diet Cure and The Mood Cure. I'm pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're going to take a break and come back with more good health information. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us, friends. We're here 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, 24/7 on the archive page. At brightsideben.com, you'll find a shopping cart up there with all the longevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. We're talking to Julia Ross, the author of The Diet Cure and The Mood Cure. You know what I love about your books, Julia, is how practical they are. I mean, you got a lot of good science in here, a lot of good technical information, but there's so many good practical tips. The ideal meal, I want you to talk about your list of what you call the bad mood foods, your top three allergy foods. Before we went to break, you said that there's one amino acid that people can take to deal with food allergies. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, the food allergies that cause food addictions, or that are associated with food addictions, so to wheat products, to milk products, and to sugar, when you have this particular kind of allergic reaction, you know that in your particular brain, there's a protein in milk products, a protein in wheat, and certain constituents in sugar that trigger a release of endorphin. And endorphin is our pleasure chemical. It's so powerful that we really can't stay away from these comfort foods, except if we arm ourselves with an amino acid that actually increases our own endorphin levels, so we don't need to get that high from these foods. And that amino acid is called DL-phenylalanine, or DLPA. It's available, again, in all health food stores and all over the Internet. And it works in a few minutes to turn off that kind of yearning for comfort and produce a sense of well-being naturally.
Now it's interesting because you talk about DLPA in the mood cure. I know you talk about it as being important for helping beef up our brain's pleasure chemistry for mood disorders. But you're
saying
right, also
for people who are too sensitive to life's pain, yeah.
But it can also have some. It can also help support the body, help support our ability to withstand cravings as well, food cravings.
Oh, it's powerful. And as you were mentioning earlier, it also works for many other substance addictions, for alcohol, for example, for opiates, oxycodone, for example.
How about just pain? How about just for physical pain?
Yes, absolutely. It's wonderful for pain. It was originally researched for physical pain. And we, our clinic has developed its use for eliminating our cravings for pain killers, like sugar, like doughy foods and creamy foods, and drugs like alcohol, marijuana, and opiates that work by stimulating endorphin activity briefly.
Now, you said something very interesting about creamy foods and sugar and how they can be helpful for pain. Now, you're talking about existential pain and you're talking about physical pain too, right?
Well, I'm talking about both. It's very interesting because, for example, one of the allergic reactions people have to sugar and don't realize it is joint pain. But at the same time, sugar can be used to eliminate emotional pain or other kinds of severe pain.
How are those two linked biochemically, pain, emotional pain, mental pain, and physical pain? Are there biochemical correlates? Is there something in common?
They're exactly the same dynamic. The same natural process soothes both emotional pain and physical pain, and that process is the release of these super powerful molecules called endorphin.
Yeah. Are you familiar with Candace Pert?
Yes, the discoverer of endorphin.
Exactly. Do you know her?
I don't know her.
Okay, yeah. So endorphins, for the listeners, endo meaning inside, orf coming from the Greek god Morpheus, the Greek god of dreams, but it's the same root as opium and morphine, and endorphins are your own natural endogenous opiates, basically. Is that correct, Julia?
Absolutely. We're naturally equipped to survive pain.
Isn't that interesting how plants make the same stuff that we make, basically? The poppy, for example?
Yes.
I wonder what the evolutionary reason would be behind the poppy making the same chemical that's in your brain.
Good point.
Yes,
it's very interesting.
Why should that be? Marijuana is the same way. Why should we have cannabinoid receptors that are sensitive to something that's made by a plant? That's always intrigued me as a pharmacist, why that would be.
Well, we've got to be attracted to foods or we won't eat them. And lots of foods that are 100% healthy, like butter, for example, high-fat foods trigger a release of endorphin also. Mm. So it's not quite the same thing as containing endorphin, but they are powerfully manipulatory of the brain. It's just that they don't the pleasure that you derive from fatty foods, for example, doesn't usually lead to addiction.
But it does lead
to attraction.
Well, what does that say about our culture that we are so obsessed with limiting our pleasure, that we have the techniques for taking care of our health that are really pleasure deprivation techniques, things like avoiding fat, things like avoiding sugar, things like suffering or calorie restriction or calorie deprivation? What does that say about us that we feel like that's the best way to heal ourselves?
Well, we have to keep in mind that we never felt that way until the 1970s. This is a complete departure for humanity on Earth, to be
pleasure deprivation,
systematically trying to deprive ourselves.
And it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. Not only doesn't it work, but it's led us into the most serious health problems we've ever had, including epidemic obesity, which is the reason that we started doing calorie restriction in the first place, was to avoid this unnatural weight gain that had suddenly come upon us when we cut our fats and increased our carbs in the 70s in the face of really terrifying but erroneous news that cholesterol from fat-containing mm-hmm. foods was killing us. It turned out the heart disease is much more deadly when fueled by carbohydrates than by the traditional fats that we'd been using for millennia before the 1970s.
Even things like lard.
Yes, we've been eating lard forever.
Isn't that interesting? I know, nobody
butter
caught
forever,
on to that.
Cream forever. We've been
right.
thriving on it with perfectly normal weights. I was there in the 1960s, the last decade before we descended into this dietary hell we're in now.
That's interesting. Now, you deal hands-on. I assume you're still dealing hands-on with patients, or are you basically doing
yes.
research? So are you hopeful
no,
or not?
I'm at the clinic. What?
after seeing patients and being a hands-on clinician, a hands-on therapist, are you hopeful or are you not hopeful about our future?
Well, I'm only hopeful if people like you continue to get this information out. There is no, it's a very narrow exit. The exit is through the use of these concentrated amino acids. We can turn off the cravings that the refined carbohydrates are triggering in 10 minutes, but we have to know how to do it. It's very simple if you know that these cures exist, but we have to get the word out, and that's the reason that I just published a revision, a 40% revision of The Diet Cure, which was my first book. Because we're in so much worse shape than when I published it 12 years ago, I wanted to give all of the latest information to help people out of the pit and to help increase sales once again. I mean, it's been selling steadily all this time, but I wanted to get more people interested in it and using the techniques. If if your listeners go to the reader reviews, they'll see what a tremendously easy, successful self-help process is available to them in the book.
The book is very, very, very easy to understand and very easy to use, and I highly recommend the listeners get the Diet Cure and the Mood Cure. I wanted to talk real quickly, and we're running out of time, Julia. You have a top four list of what you call your bad mood foods. Tell us the top two real quick. We'll have our readers get the book, The Mood Cure. They can find out what the other two bad mood foods are, and we only have about a minute left.
Okay, well, refined sugar and starch, I call them the SS, because they really are drugs. They are not food. They're dressed up like food. They're in boxes that claim they're food, but they're not food. They're just drugs.
And when you
have no food value.
And when you're talking about starch, you're talking about potatoes, and you're talking about corn.
No, I'm not talking about potatoes. I'm talking about white flour products in particular. So just about any doughy food that people could eat, and white flour is added to most breads, even pasta. These are foods that are masquerading as nutrients. But I think if we think hard about it, we know that the foods we can't stay away from that we're really addicted to are sweet and starchy foods, and that's our clue that they're not foods, they're drugs.
Thank you. Julia, thank you so much. We've run out of time. We've been talking to Julia Ross about her books, The Diet Cure and The Mood Cure, both of which I highly recommend. Julia, what's your website real quick?
DietCure.com.
DietCure.com. Okay, cool. If you want more information about Julia and her books, get to DietCure.com. She's got articles and she's got a newsletter, too. I encourage you to sign up for it. I cannot recommend her work more highly. Thank you so, so much, Julia. I hope we talk to you again soon. God bless and
love
good
you.
Luck with everything.
Thanks.
I'm Pharmacist Ben. You've been listening to The Bright Side. Thank you, folks. We'll be back at you tomorrow. We'll continue talking about niacin and Alzheimer's disease and give you some action steps if you're dealing with any kind of dementia. So tune in tomorrow. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.